From the Redeemery in Wampaw, New York, it's time for Elcott, The Next Step. Here now, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you, and welcome to our Sunday morning Lecternal Nocturnal and the Urinal of Being. And let me explain, because so many Earth people do dial in and focus in, as well as suck into and lift under our lecternals on Sundays. When I say the lecternal and the infernal urinal, what I mean is simply we waste away that which is impure and ego-driven, as if one were to spill it into a urinal. That's why we call the great urinal something to be blessed, something to be appreciated, and something, yes, something to sip from. Again, this is not normal toxic waste. This is the dispensing of ego so that there is no more, or as we say in Elcott, it am no more, me not no more.
Ed's laughing.
Why did you...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Overlord Huggy, Gloria Grover, the blended one with Ed. And Ed has to face today the singularation of having been exposed the other day on the chat, right?
Well, Gloria, since you've taken over, go ahead.
Don't be a child, Ed. Sit down. Now, at the Phil Hendry Show chat, it was revealed that Ed, as you all know, had a prior life in pornographic films. This was in his younger years, and when he was not exactly... What are you looking at?
Well, it sounds to me like you misstepped.
I'm an overlord. You don't tell me when I misstep,
bitch.
Nonetheless,
you must be leveled.
I've got it, okay? Overlord leveling 6.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, well, I will fill in here while Gloria recovers from the Overlord leveling, having misstepped. Go ahead.
Thank you. As I was saying, Ed, during the chat, revealed that he had been working for Frisco Action Films before the revelation and evelation of Elcott, The Next Step. Ed did singles as well as, I think you did singles and
it doesn't.
Anyway, for Pornhub. And his name at that time was Bob Meat. He later went on to work very briefly with Chris Norton of Norton Splodes until he underwent the undertaking and the undertaker. His eyes became open, he opened his pores, he began to shampoo better with a better product. All things needed to cleanse, elevate, and siphon. Ed Elcott became a novitiate of Elcott, The Next Step.
Thank you, Gloria. Yes, it was revealed on the Phil Hendry Show chat, which I would have preferred something a bit more erudite, perhaps something more sophisticated. Instead, it was some laugh-a-thon of some kind in which my name was drug out into the public arena of hee-hee-ha-ha. In Elcott, The Next Step, we call open mockery hee-hee-ha-ha, or the left dangle of hee-hee-ha-ha. And as I was there in the left dangle of hee-hee-ha-ha, people began to laugh, titter, giggle, and again, enjoy the immobilization of their left tonsil, which is the serious tonsil.
Can I?
No, you may not. I'm talking. Go ahead.
What Ed's trying to say, and he's saying it in a rude way, because now you've got to be leveled.
Naturally.
So go ahead, let's get that out of the way. Ed got the leveling of an overlord by mistake. You sit down over there, Ed. We understand. I'm Gloria Grover. Welcome. You are here with us on Elcott, The Next Step. A lot of people write letters and they send us postcards. Some of them are postcards that we don't choose to receive. We take them out to an incinerator or we allow the cats to use them. They're vulgar. Some of them have photographs of some of you people from the waist down naked. We get it. We understand. You think you're shocking us. We've seen it all.
Elcott, The Next Step with Dr. Ed Elcott. And Gloria Grover.
Today we're dealing with Dr. Elcott's revelation and escalation on the Phil Henry Show chat that his stage name while working for Frisco Action Films was indeed Bob Meat. He did solos, did some gay porn, and I believe at that time, Ed, although you are still feeling the effects of the leveling, I think you did two a day, and then you went to work for Chris Battinger over there at Hot 106, right? Anyway, you made some good money in those days. There's no question that when Ed was doing porn, he made damn good money. But as Bob Meat, he was never going to elevate and become a priesterly in Elcott, The Next Step. How you doing?
I'm fine. Today on Elcott, The Next Step, we deal with the fact that I was indeed Bob Meat. Yes, I did know Chris Norton. Yes, I had been in some of his films. Now, some people are mistaking Gloria Grover, not Gloria, goddamn me.
You misstepped again, you punk-ass goddamn. We're never going to get to the office.
I don't feel funny again.
Oh, don't try to talk, Ed. What Ed's trying to say is that the headmistress at CK Corona, Erica Dorton, who was an employee of Frisco Action Films and, yes, did do scenes with Bob Meat. Today we know him as Dr. Ed Elcott. She now is the headmistress, and I believe her name in those days was Candy Face Sit. Is that right, Ed? Are you all right? What happened? Did you go level yourself? What a jackass. He leveled himself. When you're feeling up, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, yes. Erica Dorton's stage name, if you want to call it that, with Frisco Action Films was Candy Face Sit. And yes, God, I'm ashamed of what I did and the things that I done did.
Ed, it's all right. You're now today a member of Elcott, The Next Step. You're not Bob Meat. You can throw those days away. Oh, fuck.
Look at you. Look at you misstepping all over the goddamn place.
Well, you did, too.
I didn't mean to say a damn. I fucked everything.
All right, how you doing? Yeah. Go ahead, Warren. I'll be ready.
Oh, well, Mama, man.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Punk you.
Oh, wow. You call me Punk me?
Punk you and your... Look, you don't live in your PUB. What an asshole.